In 1977, two unmanned spaceships, Voyager 1 and 2, were launched from Earth to explore the giant planets of Saturn and Jupiter. After they had successfully completed their mission, they continued their journey deeper into space to explore the outer planets of our solar system. From August 2012, Voyager 1 and 2 entered an area called interstellar space. No other object has ever traveled further from our planet. Before the spaceships were launched into the sky, the scientists placed large metal disks in each one. On these disks were recordings and photographs of life on Earth. They were chosen by a special committee headed by the famous astronomer Carl Sagan. The idea behind them was that if the voyagers should come across any alien life forms, the data on the disks would educate them about the human race. So what did the committee decide to put on the disks? What was it that they decided would best represent our planet? The first thing you'd want to say to any extraterrestrial life form would naturally be, "Hello." So, greetings in 55 languages were recorded and put on the disc from
Adanish Lushulmu,
which translates into English as "May all be very well" in the ancient Arcadian language, to
Sanadakaho,
which means "Best wishes to you all" in the Wu language of Shanghai. After the greetings, Sagan decided to include audio clips of sounds from Earth. These included sounds like a crying baby being comforted by its mother.
Oh, come on now. Be a good boy. Be a good boy.
A train. Footsteps. A heartbeat. And wild dogs. Next to be recorded were extracts of music to show any extraterrestrial life forms the creative side of the human race. The selections were mainly classical, with some traditional songs from different cultures and a little rock and roll. Finally, 115 photographs and diagrams were added to the disc to give aliens an idea of what we all look like and how our world works. The discs also include instructions on how to play them. So, what would any alien life form make of us if they should ever encounter either of the Voyager spacecrafts? What kind of message have we sent about ourselves? Well, it's estimated that it will be around 40,000 years before Voyager passes through the next planetary system, so it could be quite a long wait until we find out.